Center State CEO President Rob Simpson says despite encouraging economic developments in central New York over the past few years, the economy and population of the region is stagnant. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Simpson says the current trajectory of Syracuse and Onondaga County is not sustainable.
Does our community have the appetite to disrupt this cycle, this system of economic stagnation, or don't we?
Speaking at the Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting, Simpson made it clear what he thinks about some of the biggest and most divisive issues facing the area, an area that has not grown in more than 40 years.
Our civic discourse has descended to the lowest point that I can recall since returning to Syracuse 13 years ago. The pessimism and distrust that too often holds us back has been on full display.
On the Inner Harbor neighborhood by Core Development, he says construction has been ground to a halt by lawsuits from the city. On the inland port proposal for Jamesville, just south of Syracuse, he says a well-resourced campaign is actively trying to stop it. And on Consensus CNY, the recommendations for city and county government consolidation, he says public opposition has fallen along political lines based on the fear of losing a comfortable yet failing situation that consists of 36 municipalities. He also added that downtown Syracuse does not need a wider Interstate 81, but rather a street grid as state officials decide how to replace the aging viaduct.
The opportunities to make this region a place where our children and families can find jobs, homes, and create the kind of lives that we want for them are right in front of us. So close, we can almost touch them.
Simpson encouraged everyone at the meeting not to be afraid to rock the boat a little to get there. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.